Hyvä naiset ja herrat, dear ladies and gentlemen. No, minä kerron nopeasti suomeksi itsestäni. Muutin Venäjältä Suomeen 5 vuotta sitten ja valmistuin JAMKilta, International Business Program. Nykyään olen maisteriopiskelija yliopistossa. Opiskelen international business ja entrepreneurship. Ja Venäjällä minulla on 7 vuotta kokemus lentoyhtiössä. No, sitten jatkon englanniksi. I would like to talk about working life in Russia from perspective of young professionals, students and of course Finnish firms looking for young professionals, basically. So today, situation is quite challenging, of course, and many young graduates, they cannot find job according to their requirements, and the reason might be that Russian universities actually do not provide, unfortunately, necessary skills and knowledge for working life, future working life. That's why popularity of Finnish universities and universities of applied sciences is growing all the time, and lots of Russian applicants, they of course they want to study abroad, they want to study in Finland. So of course Finnish firms can use this opportunity and they can cooperate closely with Finnish universities and universities of applied sciences in joint projects, study projects, and providing training, practical training, and thesis opportunities. So I think it's just great opportunity for Finnish firms to find young professionals from Finnish universities, Russian-speaking professionals. So, and of course, besides relevant education, Russian young professionals, they should have certain skills. I would stress the ability to work independently, because Russian employers, they actually automatically expect from employees to work independently. But in Russia, it might not work in the same way. So we are kind of used to be controlled. They're used to be we used to have instructions, we used to have deadlines. So, Finnish firms, they should encourage Russian professionals to be more active, more proactive, and work independently. And, of course, excellent communication skills and language knowledge is always plus, always benefit. So, and ability to work in groups, like teamwork. I think in Russia it's not so much developed as in Finland. We don't used to work in groups in Russia, and because we have kind of competition and it might negatively influence the group work, group outcome. So, yeah, this one skill also. And, of course, Russian professionals, they should be open-minded. They should be able to learn fastly new things, and should be able to adapt in business culture and Finnish business culture. Should be proactive, and I think it would be just great cooperation and great benefits for Finnish firms to have Russian-speaking employees or students at their organizations. Yeah. Thank you very much.